here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, Hucklebugs.
Hello, Hucklebug Nation. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny, and you are listening to The Hucklebug. It's episode 725, so it does end in a 5, which means it's special.
Should be special, not mathematically, just because it's a 5.
Yeah, we don't know what necessarily is going to happen that will be special, but we just know it ends in a 5, so that means it is special. And you guys, it'll be up to you guys to determine what makes it special.
Ooh.
That's on you.
Whoa.
See how I did that? I just made that
your
job.
Yes. Deflect.
I'm so good at it, man. I am a master of delegation. Let's do shout outs.
Roar.
And we begin on hucklebug.com, where we have a shout out from Donna. Oh, Donna.
Oh, Donna. We have a shout out.
Donna is her name.
Thank you so much. Because she says, happy day one of Medicare, Bet.
Woo!
Now let's just hope they won't take it from us. But it's so funny, Donna, that you should leave this comment, because only today, while I was doing some driving around, I had a scheduled appointment with non-smoking Dr. Javier.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And they said, well, no, it was last week, earlier last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, because of the weather, we might not be open. And I said, well, let's just leave it until after the 1st of February.
There you go. Smart.
Yeah, because I got another bunch of tests I got to do. I'm waiting for that. I'm a child of the state, people.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that. So now when you go see Dr. Javier, it won't cost you a dime.
Hope not.
Donna also says, we loved Man on the Inside too, and look forward to another season. Yeah, season 2 has been approved. I don't know if they're in the middle of writing it or shooting it or what they're doing, but it is supposed to come back for a second season. So I'm excited
and
for that.
You know, we've talked about The Good Place in this so much, but I don't know that I've ever seen interviews with the guy who created these. What a guy he must be.
He's awesome.
I would love to just listen to him talk.
Shoot, I'm trying to remember his name. So The Good Place had a podcast, an official podcast. It was hosted by the guy who plays Sean, whose name I'm also blanking on at the moment. But they had the producer on multiple times. What is it? God damn it. Now I'm not going to look it up. I got to look it up. Good Place showrunner is Michael Schur.
Yeah.
He also worked on The Office and Parks and Rec.
Okay, that's fine.
And some other shows as well. But he also is the producer behind Man on the Inside.
Yeah.
Same guy. And it's a wonderful show, and we will, again, strongly recommend it to everybody. It's on Netflix. Check it out. It's good shit. Now we'll move over to Facebook, where we have 2 more shout-outs. Roar!
May I just say, everyone likes good shit.
We all like good shit. It's true. Let's do our shout-outs on the Facebook page.
Yes,
Roar.
On the missive. Roar.
On the missive. Roar. How do you have them sorted? Who do you have first?
I've got Sierra first.
Sierra first. All right, go.
Sierra says, big breath. Now, I don't know if that means that Sierra is nervous.
I think she's shouting out.
Well, I hope she's shouting out, because all I've known for the past week is Sierra posting things on Facebook with her and her wonderful puppet,
Kate
the
Pal. Yes.
So I hope she's not nervous because she's had the best week ever.
I'm sure she would not be nervous of us. I think she is just shouting out.
Well, I hope she's just giving us a good old-fashioned shout-out.
Ah! Well, it's lovely to hear from you, Susquita. Thank you for joining. Did we sing her song, Susquita?
Susquita, we need you so.
We didn't do that. Why didn't we do that?
Oh.
Sorry, Susquita. We got it in there.
You just got us so excited we couldn't help ourselves.
It's true. And then our final shout out this week is for Marla.
Marla.
Who says, looking forward to hearing from you. Hello. Here we are. Thank you guys for your shout outs. We appreciate all of you. Woo.
Woohoo.
There you go, Bet. That's it. You know, it's a short shout out segment this week, but that's all right.
That's all right, hey.
Yeah, so that's fine. Leaves us time to do other stuff. We're going to play a game this week. We're going to play 5-second rule, and we're just racing to the end of the show so Woo-hoo. We can do that. So we're starting with my binge watch. Is that correct?
We are indeed. I can't wait.
I got me a good binge watch, and it was a true binge watch. Almost a true binge watch. Ooh. I watched all of season 1 of Shrinking on the Apple TV.
Oh! I really liked that show. Yeah,
I loved it.
Have not seen the second season.
Second season, I guess, is out also.
Yes.
It's 10 episodes. I think I did pretty well to get the whole season in one day. But it was a pretty dead day at work, so I'd started watching it in the afternoon. And then in the evening, I got to watch the last, 5 episodes or 6 or so. What a great show. What a great show Shrinking is. It's Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, and Jessica Williams, who I think is phenomenal. She is wonderful.
Yes.
And what's her name from Scrubs is in it. She's Bill Lawrence's wife, I believe. Bill Lawrence is the executive producer of the show. He did Scrubs as well. It's in the first couple episodes, I didn't really see the similarities, but the longer I watch, the more I'm like, I am getting a bit of a, like, almost a more mature version of Scrubs. It's less, there's less silly humor, although there is a little silly humor, but it's less silly humor and more mature humor, but there's a lot of similarities, I think, in the writing, in the characters, in, especially like Jason Segel's got this mentor that he looks up to and he desperately wants his approval. And that's very much like JD's relationship with Dr. Cox on Scrubs as well. But just, oh my God, such great performances from literally everyone.
I don't know if I said this at the time. Probably not. But, Harrison Ford's part in this.
Yeah.
He's a grump.
Yes.
But, I have seen Harrison Ford on talk shows where he's a grump about everything that he does. He's just about overacting,
Yeah.
But you can tell he's a grump in this show, but he loves it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And it's great. And by the way, I do know that I mentioned this. Jason Segel has the best car ever.
Oh, that's a great car.
Awesome car. Blue Ford Bronco.
Yeah. So good. But, every once in a while, sometimes I think that producers and set designers and so forth don't pay too much attention to this stuff. But every once in a while, you have to find the right signature car for a character.
Yes.
And exactly. That car is perfect for his character. It really is. But what a lovely show. Shrinking on Apple TV. Everybody should check it out. I enjoyed it so much. Man, the performances were great.
And, I need a, after Man on the Inside, I need a binge watch. Maybe I'll try season 2.
I'm definitely moving on to season 2. I'm hooked. Quite like it. I don't know if all of season 2 is up or if they're doing it episodically and dropping it week by week, which is what they're doing with Severance. Severance is a good show for that, though, because you got a week to kind of try and piece together what the hell
well,
is happening.
Well, yeah, from what I've watched, I would say you need some time to process.
You got to process it and try and figure it out. But also, just to like be chatting with conspiracy theorists on Reddit about it and stuff like that. And like, what do you think the goats mean? And things like that. I already talked about Severance on this show, but I just will say I'm enjoying the hell out of season 2. Bet, you have a movie.
I do have a movie.
I
want
to hear
And
about
I
it.
Saw it today.
Okay.
Because I had no show and I knew I needed a movie. So I came out this morning quite early and went to Netflix and I saw this movie and I thought, oh my God, I've read about that. I've heard about it. Why not watch now? It is a movie called Here. H-E-R-E.
Here. Okay.
Not H-E-A-R. H-E-R-E.
Right. Got you. Here.
And when I was hearing about it, maybe 2 months ago, it is the movie, supposedly, that got Tom Hanks and Robin Wright and Robert Zemeckis together to make a movie after Forrest Gump.
Hmm.
And this is the movie that they wanted to make.
Right.
Now, here is a place, of course, it's here. I'll try to keep this short, folks, but it's okay. A long movie.
You take your time.
But
what is it? It's an hour and 50.
No, it's an hour and 45, I think.
Is it? Okay. It's just one but, well, you know, 5 minutes for the end.
Here
that makes sense.
Is a house. One house. In fact, not only one house, but one room in a house. The living room of a house that was built over 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When it was built, across the street from it was a colonial mansion where apparently Benjamin Franklin's illegitimate son lived.
Oh.
It starts way before that, but it goes to colonial times, you know. But then it goes to the house being built across the street and all of the people who live in that house.
Yeah.
And live in that one living room of the house.
Right.
Now, they start with, before the house was even built, Native Americans on the land before anything happened.
A little bit like ghosts.
Yeah. But then the house was built. And the first family that moves into the house is from the 1910s and 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another family who moves into the house. It's a couple, and they're from the 30s. And they're wild and crazy couple who the man actually, during the movie, invents the recliner. That's Ooh. Their story.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And then in the 40s, after the war, a family buys this house. And that's where Tom Hanks and Robin Wright come into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they own this house from like 1948 to the 90s.
Okay.
So there's a lot of time they have this house. And then they show the family that buys it after them in the 90s, which is a black family. And they're, at the time that the movie ends, it's present day, and they're getting ready to leave the house because they sold. We don't know who will find it after.
Okay.
So.
Maybe you. Maybe you, listener. Maybe that's your new house.
So that is such an ambitious idea.
Yeah, it is. I like the
one premise. Room in a house with all of these people in it.
I was gonna say, it sounds a little bit more like a
daily
life. Movie.
Folks, this movie was a hot mess.
Oh no. Oh no.
Such a great idea, but it just didn't work for me.
A famous paper movie.
An on paper movie, exactly. Because, you know, they would take like the couple from the teens, and they would, you know, give them 5 minutes of something, and then they would move up all the way up to the 90s, and then back to, and they just kept moving,
right?
And there was no rhyme or reason about why they went there. It was a great idea, but boy, it wore me out.
Okay. Poor, good idea, poor execution.
Yes.
Oh, we've seen it so many times, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's sad. All right, so thumbs down then, I guess, on here.
Yeah, thumbs down on here.
No, too bad. Okay. Well, I have a highlight of the week to try to
think around. Highlight.
I do. I enjoy a good highlight myself. My highlight this week, I had... So I've decided I'm going to propose a play to direct at the Theater Guild for next season. You know, now that...
I thought you said you... I thought you were going to say, I've decided to propose to someone.
No, no, no. God, no.
I was ready for the rings, Dan.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to get your hopes up. No, no. No, no, no. I've proposed a play to direct at the Bellingham Theater Guild next season. And last Sunday, I had my director's interview, which is where you go in and you meet with the play selection committee, and they grill you about how are you going to do this, and what do you think about this, and what was your idea for this.
You have to do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't just go,
I thought it was
hey,
just
I'd like
a
direct
collective
a
where you all got together and rapped.
No. Oh, gosh, no, no.
Oh.
No. Directors, people who want to direct, they submit a proposal, they send in copies of the script for the play selection committee to read, and then... The play selection committee invites you in and interviews you. And says, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? What was your vision? You know, blah, blah, blah. And these sorts of things tend to really unnerve me. I'm not good at them. Just it feels like a job interview. And, you know, nobody likes to go on job interviews. You like to get the job, but you don't like the part where you're trying to get the job, right? It's nerve wracking.
Scare the hell out of me.
And for this particular play that I'm proposing, which is a play called Kodachrome by Paul Simkowitz, if anybody wants to read it. I'm sure you haven't. Or Adam Simkowitz, sorry. And I'm sure you've never heard of it. It's a lovely play. I've been calling it a sort of modern retelling of Our Town, Thornton Wilder's Our Town.
Ooh, okay.
A play that desperately needs updating, in my opinion. So it's a nice, you know, modern day kind of, sort of. You know, you've got, so you sort of, you meet a small community and you've got a narrator who's like introducing you to everybody and stuff. And it's about death, which Our Town is also about death. It's a lovely play. There's some really good humor in it. And it really spoke to me, but a lot of plays don't read well on the page. You have to hear them read out loud to kind of get them. And I was afraid this script was one of those. So I was very worried going in that, you know, that maybe they'd read it and didn't like it, or maybe they think of it as a sort of maudlin thing, which a production that I watched on YouTube definitely made that
and
choice.
And so do they just read the scripts themselves? No one's saying it. Okay.
Yep, they read it, they discuss together, and then they bring the directors in and talk to the directors. So I was overjoyed when, you know, when I saw their bright smiling faces and realized that all of them loved the script, which I'm like, oh man, first hurdle cleared already. That's great. So, you know, I felt really good about the interview. I may or may not get a slot.
Oh, so you don't know yet.
I won't know for a while. They got to meet with all the directors.
Well, if you feel that good.
I feel good about it, but it's going to be, I know my feeling walking out was they want to do this play and we will do it if they can find a slot where it works. And if I don't get a show, it's not because they didn't like it or didn't like me. It's because they couldn't find a place for it this season, and that's okay. So I already feel good about it and already feel, you know, positive. But I also don't feel...
Well, I was going to say, that is a line from therapy. Believe me, I know.
It's, you know, just to be able to walk out of the room and go, it's not... If I don't get it, it isn't because they don't like me. I think that was like the key, you know, because I always walk out thinking they didn't like me. They don't think I can do it, you know, and this time I didn't. So I liked that. And so that's my highlight, was that I had a really good director's interview. Hopefully I'll also get the play. And if so, that'll be a highlight a little further down the road.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. But I just felt good about like nailing the interview and like really doing well. All right. Why don't you tell us about your new favorite?
I have a new favorite.
And now it's time for...
New favorite.
I like it.
You know, I told Stens I was hoping to have a new favorite last week.
That's right. But you didn't get a chance to use it yet.
I have a new favorite, and it is... Now, folks, I told you about getting... when I got my Christmas bonus over the holidays, I was just going to bank it all.
Yes.
In my bank account because I'm hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
But when my Christmas bonus was more than expected.
More than you expected, yes.
I decided I am going to splash out.
That's
and
it.
Do this for Good. Myself and Good. Buy something. And folks, this is what I bought. And let me tell you, if you're in the United States, sorry, Tina.
And I am.
And you own a television.
And I do.
And you have watched it for 5 minutes over the past 6 months.
And I have.
I know you have to have seen commercials for this machine called the ellipsizer. Mm. It's a little pedal machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, the thing of it is, I have one of those little pedal machines, but I bought it like 18 years ago.
Right.
And it's the jalopy version.
Yes.
And in fact,
the Model T.
Right. And in fact, when I went out to James, Dr. Asmassage, he said, those things are no good. Don't mm-hmm. use them. They do right. more harm than good. Oh. But the thing about the ellipsizer is that its range of motion on the pedals are more like a true stand-up exercise bike.
Okay.
And also, there's another feature. It's electric. So you can plug it in, and it will do the pedaling for you while perfect. Your legs are just up there going, woo! You know,
woo!
Which, you know, makes you move, but doesn't strengthen you any. So I ordered it. It took forever to get here. And so last Sunday, I got it all out, assembly required, and tried to put it together with the instruments given.
Yeah.
And it was a pickle, let me tell
dear.
You.
Oh, dear.
And I mean, I know I have low frustration tolerance for that.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too.
But I finally got to the point where there were two screws. There were six screws. Two went in perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Two went in perfectly.
Yeah.
The last two wouldn't go in, and they stopped at the exact same point.
Interesting.
Just like they just wouldn't go.
Yeah.
And so then I had to go put the pedals on, and boy, was that a hoot and a half. And so it took me like, well, I think I had worked on it for about 90 minutes on Sunday afternoon. And I finally just said, fuck it. And I put it away. And then Sunday night, I brought it back and got it as close as I think it'll be.
Okay.
But I didn't use it Sunday night because I thought, if
we were exhausted by that time.
Well, I thought if I turn this on and the pedals start, and then it'll be like a Ferris wheel at the carnival that just falls down. So it sat there in my house until Thursday.
Okay.
My afternoon off when I got it out. And I decided, okay, the time is right. And I started it up. And I love it.
Excellent. Yay.
I mean, you can do the electric stuff where, like, just on the commercial, you're reading a book or watching
TV. Watching TV. And your feet are going away.
And, you know, your legs are just going
chug, 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 chug.
But I know because of me and my situation, I have to work my legs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to do it. That's the great thing. It doesn't have to be electric. You can do it manually.
Yes. Which is better for you, I would think.
Do that. And so while I was watching this movie that I wasn't so fond of today.
Yes. Well, at least you got your steps in.
The whole second half of it. I couldn't do it for like 20 minutes at a time.
Right.
But like for 5 minutes.
Yeah, on and off.
Pedal, 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 pedal. And it's got the wonderful thing about it. When you put it together, it's got a handle at the top that you can move it from here to there.
Ah, perfect.
So I can move it right in front of my chair or move it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Folks,
you're not using it.
I am going to love, I have a feeling, and I'm not going to say that I'm okay, but tonight when I went out for my drive around, it wasn't so hard getting out of my chair with my
That's
knees.
Good. That's
I
good.
I think this might help me.
I think it might.
Anyway, it won't get me well, but it's going to help me.
It'll help.
What I need to do.
Yeah, good for you.
So,
way to go.
Yeah. By leg exercise, I think it's called, made in China.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Everything is made. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, if you want something that's made in the USA, you can do it, but it's going to cost you $300 more. Because we have to pay our people union wages.
At least I didn't have to pay tariffs.
Not yet. Oh, gracious. Yeah, that's going to... that'll throw a spanner in the works. Well, congratulations on your new fave, and it sounds like a very healthy option for you. I bet Dr. Javier will be proud.
Well, I will tell him if I ever remake that appointment that I canceled.
Do it whenever, you know. All right, let's do our U rules, and then we're going to play some five-second rule.
Yeah!
Five-second rule. My U rule this week is for Susquita, we need you so. And Kay for their wonderful performance at 54 Below, which I watched the video of on the YouTubes. If you got, you know what? I'll leave a link to it in the comments in case you guys.
Oh, yes.
It's very wonderful. Good. They sing a song from Spamalot, Diva's Lament.
Diva's Lament, yeah.
It was wonderful. Wonderful and a great job. Susquita and Kay, you guys were wonderful. Congratulations to both of you. And you rule. Who's your rule bet?
Well, I have a you rule, and guess who?
Me.
It is for stand in the place where you live.
Now.
We love you, Tina.
Now she rules.
This week, just out of nowhere, you know, the boss is gone. So Melissa now goes to get the mail. She was coming back in. She handed me a little envelope. And when I looked at it, I didn't order anything. And then I saw customs. And I thought, oh my God, this must be from Tina. And so, of course, that meant nothing to Melissa, but my English friend, Tina, I'm erudite.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I have international friends.
Right. So I opened it up and there was an envelope inside and it said Bet. Opened it up and there was a card, a birthday card. Now, you know.
Pretty early.
Well, it is early, but, you know, you never know with international mail.
That's true. It could be really late.
They were very kind. But it was a happy 65th birthday card.
Woo!
And so I opened it up, and it was from Tina, Shay, her husband, Seamus, Chloe, their daughter, who I've never met but would love to, and Will, her fiancé.
Oh.
And there was a little blue velvet bag inside. And so I opened it up and it is had the most beautiful little silver link bracelet inside.
Lovely.
With little amethyst stones, which you know amethyst is February.
Yes, that's your birthstone. Lovely.
I should probably model it and take a picture.
Take a picture.
So kind. Yeah. So incredibly kind. And, you know, I haven't even found her, you know, on Facebook yet to thank her personally for it. But Tina, you all, that was just so sweet. And during a week that was hard for me, getting that and seeing that it was from you and how beautiful it was, just fantastic. And she rules and they all rule.
Yes.
Her whole family rules. I love her
mom.
Big
you rule for Tina.
Life.
Yay. Thank you, Tina. That sounds... I would love to see a picture of it. Please do take a picture.
I will do that.
I'll put that in the comments as well when I put the show up tomorrow. We don't have a lot of time left. But actually, we have zero time left. But
we were so good.
That's all right. We're going to play 5-second rule for a little while. We'll play a few minutes of it at least.
And you know, I don't know whether to go to this end of my cards or this end.
Just grab whatever. I had the same problem.
It's been so long, I don't think.
Exactly, I figured it doesn't matter. So I'm just, and remember, there's front sides and back sides. So you got, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Even if you did pull the ones that we worked off of last time, you could just flip them over. So we're going to play 5 second rule. How about this? I'm going to give them to you first. Are you ready?
Okay, so when you give them to me, I turn the thing over.
Right? No, I'm going to turn. No, I turn the thing over. All you do is respond. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Name three prepositions.
Of, over, under.
Well done. With lots of time to spare. I'm not certain my 5 second timer is still 5 seconds. It seems like it's a little longer than that now, but that's okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Name three summer outdoor activities.
Picnic, hiking, swimming.
Good.
Woohoo. With time to spare. All right, Niblet, are you ready?
Yes.
Name three casinos.
The Mapes, Harrah's, and Circus Circus.
Oh, you're too late with Circus Circus. I'm sorry. I can only give you credit for two. Sorry, Bit.
I have failed.
It's okay. I love that you include the Mapes. Save the Mapes. It is too late to save the Mapes. The Mapes is gone.
Okay. Name three ranks of male English royalty.
Prince, King, Duke.
Yes.
Yay. I don't hear the timer.
I didn't put it on.
Well, I think I was well within 5 seconds. I think we're all right. Are you ready, Bet?
Yes.
Name three theme parks.
Six Flags, Disneyland, Disney World.
Perfect. With, again, lots of time to spare. I do. There's one ball bearing in my timer that is a slow motherfucker. He comes down later than all the other guys. All right. I'm ready.
He's crippled.
He's, well, you know, maybe he's dented and doesn't roll so well. Okay. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I got my timer.
All right.
Name three. Oh, this is easy.
Good.
Celebrity couples.
Oh, God. Brad and Angelina. They're not together anymore. Brad and Jennifer. And Ben and Jennifer.
You're done.
I'm out. All right. I'm not good at celebrity. This is a hard one, Bet.
Oh.
Name three foreign holidays.
Bastille Day, Remembrance Day.
You're out.
Oh, I'm out.
That's two, though. That's pretty good. Ooh. Guy Fawkes Night was the first one I thought.
Oh, man, yeah.
That would have been a good one. Bastille Day was a good one, though. You did well there. All right.
Okay, Stens, name three types of jackets or coats.
Duster, a leather jacket, a jeans jacket.
Okay, you got it.
All right. All right, Bet, are you ready?
This
one's pretty easy. This one's pretty easy. Please. It's a nice wide field. Name three comedy movies.
Airplane, The In-Laws, and
come on.
Ricky Got Baby.
Too late.
Late.
Even with the slow ball bearing, you're too late for bringing up Baby. All right. I knew The In-Laws was going to be one of them. Sometimes when the field is that wide, it's really hard to narrow them down, right?
As one of the Festroot brothers said on Saturday Night Live, I shame myself. I should have gotten those.
It's all right, Niblet. It's all right.
Oh, okay.
You can redeem yourself with the next one.
Are you ready?
I am.
This could be interesting. Stenny?
Yes?
Name three egg-laying animals.
Duck, chicken, robin.
Okay, you got it. You got it.
Well, they were all birds. I could have gone with lizards or snakes. Oh, there's all kinds of animals that lay eggs. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name three game shows.
The Match Game, Jeopardy, and Split Second.
There you go. Good job. With time to spare. I knew that one was going to get you back on track.
That's my groove, man.
Hell yeah. All right.
Okay. Name three Elvis Presley songs.
All right. Jailhouse Rock. I know. I got hung up trying to remember Hound Dog.
You were thinking of Spin Out. I know.
I was thinking of Elvis Costello at first.
Oh, okay.
And then I couldn't remember Hound Dog. I'm like, there's something with a dog. Ooh. Something with a dog. What's the one where he's in jail? Jailhouse Rock. So I got one. All right. Hey, listen. These can be local and nobody will ever know or follow up on it. Name three Chinese restaurants.
Oh, China Inn, Trey King's, and
out of time. I mean, there's so many, but yeah. Not a lot of national change. There's, what's that Panda one?
Oh, Panda Express.
Panda Express, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They're not very good.
Oh, Stans.
I'm ready.
I got a Lulu.
Okay, goody.
Could you name three professional athletes that have been arrested?
Oh, Christ. Deshaun Watson. OJ Simpson. Yeah, that's just two. There's lots more.
Oh, there are many.
There's so many. There's like all of them. But I can't think of anybody.
I was thinking of
Adam Johnson from Sunderland. He got arrested for grooming a minor.
Ooh.
And did jail time too.
Oh, I was thinking of Jameis Winston.
Oh, Jameis Florida State, good one.
Who went into a grocery store and stole like five bags of crabs.
It's ridiculous. Why do that? You got the money to buy crabs, man. Oh, well. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You should be pretty well equipped for this one, Bet. Name three things you need in the snow.
Socks, a shovel, and boots.
Okay. All right. All right. You
just I got say all socks. Time. Well, I say socks you because need I hate warm socks. I normally don't wear socks.
Oh, I see. But you do. You need thick, warm socks in the snow. Yeah. It's true. You got all three of them just in under the wire, so you're good. You're good.
You're
good to go.
Yay.
Well, I started first, so we'll finish this round, and then we'll do one more each.
Oh, this is a good art question.
Okay.
Name three non-primary colors.
Oh, green, purple, orange. Boom! Roasted.
Green, purple. You're right.
I am right. Yeah, I'm right. We had to study that.
I thought I was the art queen in this game.
All right, this one is tricky.
Oh.
I'm going to read the whole thing before I flip this over, all right? Okay. Name three wars excluding world wars. Ready?
Vietnam War, Korean War, Afghanistan War.
All right, good enough. That's three wars. I was thinking Crimean for some reason. Yeah. The Civil War. There's tons of wars. Oh, my goodness. The Hundred Years War, the Pig War, the Emu War. So many wars. All right. You do one more and then we're done.
Oh, okay. I do one more.
This is our last one.
Ah, this is easy. You got
this. Good, good, good. That's what I want.
Name three Mexican dishes.
Oh, shit. Tacos, enchiladas, burritos.
You got it.
Did it. I almost said paella and that's Spanish. That was a close one.
You got it.
That would have fucked me up. All right. Woof. Close one. All right. That was fun. Second rule, you guys. That was fun.
Aren't we smart people?
We need to do this more often.
Yeah.
Let's stop thinking so hard about this show and just play 5-second rule every week. gang, that's our show this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope you played along with 5-second rule. From home, you guys can certainly always play at home and yell things out and go, come on, Bet, can't you think of any more comedy movies?
Yes, we will be issuing a home version.
Yes, there will be a home version of the game so that you can all play along.
If you didn't do well, you'll get the home version of the game plus a box of Rice-A-Roni.
A lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Which is one box.
Yeah, exactly. That is basically a lifetime supply because I'm never going to fucking eat it. But thank you, Rice-A-Roni. Well, gang, that is our Hucklebug podcast this week. We hope that you have enjoyed it.
Ooh.
we will be back again next week with a new show. By the way, everybody, happy fucking February at last.
Woo-hoo!
We made it. We did it. We love you all. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you again next week. Till then, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny. And you've been listening to the Huckabuck Podcast. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do the Huckabuck.
I'm happy with this. This is my third cup of coffee. I've had actually quite a bit of coffee today.
Stenny never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Nice.